Blog Talk Radio.
This is live action.
We are live, Naomi.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Bill.
Chad.
Lonnie.
And we're a hoot and holler. And we're back for another week of go round of let's see what we can find out.
Yeah, we're going to throw out a little song first. We didn't get to pick one this time, so I just found one at random. And then we're going to start talking about politics and everything else.
Never mentions the word addiction. In certain company, yes, to tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. Keeps a lock of hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is from what she has not met. But not she pulls those shades down tight. Oh yeah, there's a smile when the pain's on. The pain's gonna make everything
quite a week. Besides all the drama with the health care and the total screw up of it,
big time.
There's a lot more going on that we're not really seeing because it's all behind the scenes while all this other stuff is front and center in our eyes.
That's because that's the cover.
Exactly.
It's cover up. I'm telling you today. I don't tell nobody else.
That's right.
You got to figure it out, people.
You got the EPA and them overreaching their boundaries, in my opinion. You know, they're trying to take over control of all the waterways. You've got the TPP thing going on where, again, it's all playing to the big agenda 21. And they're moving faster to me, it seems, in all these areas that trying to grab control. They're grabbing more control over a bunch more land. They're trying to grab more power and control over food, and they're wanting to grab control over this and over that.
Water,
I mean,
and everything.
Yeah, our energies and stuff, and it's all, you know, and let's just be real. In all these years when they've been trying to build up all this control and stuff, what have they really freaking done?
Put us in a poorhouse?
That's it.
That's it. They got everybody's money.
Yeah.
We're going to have Robin Hood out there soon.
You know, you look, Congress defunded Acorn. Acorn was defunded.
Yeah.
Yet now they come back as a whole different organization, and they're getting paid by us. So here they are, right back getting funded.
Get that more pocket.
And, no one says anything about that, this. When no one looks at who the navigators of the health care bill are and ask, how the hell did these people become the navigators of this bill?
Yeah. Who?
And you look at their ties to what political party, and unions and the whoever Acorn is today.
Whoever's on top today.
Yeah, whatever name they choose today. All these issues, but they're pushing the education and Common Core, which is, we all know it's an indoctrination. It's not an education.
No.
And, but it's taking control over the school systems and stuff is what they're trying to do and accomplish. They're trying to take control over businesses and other things. You know, they want to be able to pick the winners and losers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually the winner is someone that they're affiliated with or that they're going to profit from, and the loser is someone that they're not going to profit from. And that's how we see it all working out. The gun grab. To me, the single greatest thing right now, and you guys, jump in here, you can tell me I'm full of crap, but to me,
right.
The biggest single thing right now that is keeping them from having total control
is us being armed.
Exactly.
Is us being armed, exactly.
Is us being armed.
But you know what? They're mistaking the American people. We don't need guns and stuff to take, to protect ourselves. It makes
Goliath.
It easier, yes.
Look at Goliath.
Yeah, look at Goliath. I mean, he had a pebble.
And we're dumb country boys raised here in pumpkin and melon country where people get a kick out of launching the pumpkin about 2.5-4 miles.
Yep.
You can do anything with compressed air. You got. I mean, there's a name of you can make.
What's the electronic equipment for saws and all? DeWalt.
DeWalt has
a nail gun.
Oh, yeah. You got to get online and check that out. That's pretty cool. It looks like
you just
got to
imagine. I have seen people build
the government
from slingshots to bow and arrows. I worked at a foundry. We had a complete metal shop inside the place, and the guys inside there could make 50 caliber rifle barrels, the octagon barrels.
I was shown how to do that with axes on trucks and stuff.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's the American ingenuity. All these weaponry and stuff wasn't designed by the government.
No.
It was designed by other individuals, people thinking up crazy stuff.
I had a job today. It was a pretty richy house, but they had a cannon and cannonballs and all kinds of stuff. So, dang.
Let me borrow it for 50 days.
That's right.
I've seen people build them carbide cannons, and they'll fire them off on, 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you this. It was a couple years ago on this ridge. It was New Year's Eve, wasn't it? And everybody was firing off all
guns.
And after everybody stopped, I fired one round, and it echoed through these valleys.
Usually about that
time. And everybody was like, what in the hell was that?
Usually about that time, I'm not standing.
We used to when we were kids and be able to walk, take the tennis balls and put them in those cans and launch them across the lake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
we learned that from watching our parents shoot them into the trees.
Exactly. We learned that from our parents.
The Martin and stuff would come into Seymour and just descend on the trees, and there'd be thousands and thousands of the bastards. So they would fire these tennis balls into the trees and make a boom.
And it would skid.
And it would scare them. We've grown up playing these games. I've seen people use carbon to carbon bombs to catch fish in ponds and stuff.
Well, I've seen them so stick a dynamite in there and just get a couple fish, too. I mean, come on now. We know what the real world is.
Around here in southern Indiana, every boy's had an what they call an M80. An M80 is a quarter stick of dynamite, folks. And you can,
I like M-water dynamite.
You can blow holes in cans, and you can do lots of stuff with a quarter stick of dynamite.
Oh, yes.
But I also noticed that some of these boys were brilliant enough to be able to take another wick and wire these things together, fuse these things together.
Oh, yeah.
And,
makes loud.
You know, kids, younger generation does things like this. We've done it with firecrackers. We've played with matches. You know, they tell you not to, but you know damn well they have.
Well, heck, usually on
maybe not so much
fly,
anymore. Now they play with the big.
The disappointment is the government doesn't understand that we might be backwards to them, but we're a lot more forward than anybody really realizes.
But then we step into other spots there. We see a neighbor, and that neighbor needs help and something.
You help them.
We're there. We're helping them.
Exactly.
Only time I really don't sometimes is when them neighbors don't want to even help themselves.
Well, the truth is you can't help someone who won't help themselves.
That's the old saying. You can't help somebody that doesn't.
But
There are those who will try to take advantage of those people.
Yep.
You have to be able to try to weed out the ones who are really taking advantage of people and just lazy and refuse to help themselves. But if you see someone and he honestly lost his job and they're hurting and stuff and he's got a family and stuff and he's really trying, you help them. You give them a hand.
Yep.
It's about giving somebody a hand up. It's not about giving somebody a hand out.
No.
Sorry. What are you teaching some of these people if you let them remain worthless and sitting there drawing a check?
Like our government.
Well, I wasn't going to say
that. I will agree.
Well, if you wanted to say that, but that sounds really good to me.
It worked.
I'd rather be a backward person than a snotty, steady person.
I'd rather be someone that can relate to people of all different things.
Oh,
you know,
I talk to all kinds of people.
In my positions I've held in work, I've had to be a person who could relate to people on different levels.
Well, so did I.
I had people who were less educated, and you go up there and you say it dastardly, and they're thinking you cussed them out or something. Let's be real. And then there's the other people who try to, and I've seen many of these, you think, well, they're smarter than you, so they try to say something to try to make you think that they're a genius. You have to be able to discern the difference between someone who knows and is telling you the truth and someone who doesn't know and is making up a line of crap. That's the difference between a genius and a fool.
Exactly.
But it's being able to talk to people on all levels. We don't see that out of our government. That's true. Our government cannot relate to the common people.
No.
Our government is because most of these people are self-serving. And they get in there, and you can't find me a one of them who doesn't go into office and come out much wealthier than they were when they
went
in.
But I would like to see people in there what's trustworthy. When they say something.
Trustworthy.
When they say something.
And that's a damn good word.
You know, I agree. I would rather see somebody go in that's trustworthy. I don't care how much money they have.
No.
I don't care how much money they make.
No.
It's as long as they're trustworthy and they're not going to take it. Advantage of the way the system's supposed to be.
You know, when I see someone who's successful in business, when I was younger, I never looked at it as that was someone who was screwing everybody over. How else would they be wealthy? I looked at it as, if that person can be wealthy, what the hell's stopping me?
Yeah, true.
The opportunity was still there for me to do it if I was to put in the effort, the works and stuff. And I've seen many people, I've had a lot of friends that have started businesses.
I just want to be comfortable.
And let's be honest. Starting a business and stuff, many of these people put in hours you won't believe.
Oh, they
do without on their own home front to get their business off the ground and stuff. I've seen it happen too many times. And when you have a government that's, the moment your business gets successful, wants to step in there and start taking as much of
it
away from you as they can.
Tell you how to run it, what you can, what you can't do. You know, you did. You know, that's the biggest, I got to say that.
Sandy, you're exactly right. The biggest deterrent to anybody out there is their self.
Yeah. You know, my biggest gripe was working in restaurants. They had a concept. Once you have a concept, someone goes in and screws it up, and that's why you don't have a business.
My dad was a short-statured man. He was a Navy SEAL. But my dad always taught me, if you want it bad enough, there is nothing you can't achieve if you want it bad enough. It's the desire inside of you. You got to want it bad enough.
Yes.
I played sports. I was a small football player to begin with before I gained any size. And my coach, my mother told my coach she was worried about me playing because of my size. And because of my father, I had that thing inside me. And my coach told my mother, he may be small, but he's got a heart big as the world. And that was something my dad instilled in me. It's how much heart you got inside yourself. How much are you willing to put out of yourself to achieve something? The only thing that ever stops you is when you get to that point and you say, oh, it's too hard and I'm going to quit. That's true. You shouldn't. But many people do. Many people just, you know, putting in the sweat, studying, whatever.
That's the same concept of my job, okay, almost. Like when I'm planting a tree. Now I'm digging this hole. Well, halfway down in this hole, daggone, there's this gigantic root. And I'm not talking about a root with the size of a coffee cup. I'm talking about a root the size of a basketball.
Lonnie root.
Okay. Well, the customer wants that tree right there. So I've got to chisel that out.
Well, I know a guy named Lonnie Root, and Lonnie's a pretty husky big guy.
I know Root and Dean and his brother, yeah.
I just thought I'd screw with Chad's head there.
But the worst part about it is, you know, we talk about politics, we talk about the Obamacare, we talk about the GOP, we talk about
Let's talk about the children.
You know what, the biggest one that, and we do talk about
everything.
We talk
everything we're talking about.
It's from children.
No, everything we're talking about. Everything. From the weapons, the gun grab, from the EPA grabs, from the FDA grabs, from the Obama health care control grab inside of it,
control,
all of it and stuff.
Water control.
All these things, yes. Every bit of these, all of these,
it's
are each one a part of Agenda 21. Immigration. Agenda 21. The attacks against Christianity and everything else that goes on and all the other stuff, you got to destroy the culture. Then you got to destroy the economy. Those two things are pretty much on their way. And
yeah.
Then the third thing is you got to take away our ability to defend ourselves.
Okay, now if they're going to come to our country, okay, then why are they exempt from our laws, some of our laws, you know, our taxes and crap like that. That's not right. They want to come here, okay, but make it equal.
It should be
same way as us.
It should be a fair and equal amount from all different countries.
If anybody,
it should not be
should
one
get,
country over.
No.
When we have like 60% of our illegal immigrants are from Mexico.
But wouldn't you think the
if you're
going to
have immigration,
break,
it should
would
be
equaled
out amongst
people.
All nations. There are Asians. There are Europeans, there are others around the globe, Africans and others who want to come here and stuff, but the numbers should be fair and equal.
Fair.
They should not be overwhelmingly to one country
no.
who encourages their folks to break our laws and who benefits from it economically even though it is illegal.
And then you want to go in our streets and protest against our laws, against our God, and turn this country into what you just left. That makes no sense.
Well, the truth is most of the illegal immigrants who come from Mexico and stuff are Catholic. So they're not out there protesting
not
against
then.
Your God.
Not then.
But the ones that are being here, coming here, and they're not counting them as immigrants because they're not immigrants. They are...
Hello, caller.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Silent
you guys
secret.
Are too funny. Okay.
Why is that?
I was laughing because usually when I pick up somebody because I already know who it is because I can tell by their area codes, I just go, okay, I'm going to pick up Bill or I'm going to pick up Ron or, hey, how you doing? But you'll get the hang of it. You're doing fine.
We knew who it was. We just kind of have fun.
Yeah, Lonnie's over here mouthing to us that you can't see, but Lonnie's mouthing, it's Linda.
Okay.
Hey.
So, now, when I was back there, one of the days when we were hanging at Delaney, and you saw the size of my file that I have been dealing with, I have so much stuff to connect stuff. I don't even know where to start, but I've got some of this comes, a lot of this comes from Tom DeWeese, you know, because he's put out a lot of things. And some said, like, it tells the reason, and at first it lists the problem. And it goes through all of the things you were trying to explain. One is rising food prices, electricity, radical rise in home foreclosures, rise in homelessness, riots around the globe, threats of global economic meltdown, promises to wipe Israel off the map, Muslim honor killings in America, national parkland limits to members of the public. Oh, we've seen that, haven't we? Water shut off to the breadbasket of the world in California. That was the San Joaquin Valley. I've actually spoken about that in city councils.
And who did that help?
Didn't it help Pelosi?
No, it didn't help her, but Pelosi's area was blocked off. It didn't get taken away.
Frankenstein and Boxer were also in on this deal, making sure that water got shut off, too. 800-plus dams destroyed, government order flooding mass areas of farmland in Mississippi and Louisiana. Massive government spending and the printing of trillions of dollars not backed by gold. Repeated efforts to remove only one god from the public square, which is ours. Rising gas prices, water rates, forced closing of oil rigs, massive unemployment, spiraling national debt, threats of nuclear Iran, rise in violent crimes, rise in suicide rates. So all of this stuff, I've got a whole piece on here when we run out of stuff to talk about what we're doing now on Common Core. And it's in my agenda on file. I'm not kidding you guys. I've been doing this for 5 years. I argued with people, the ones on the left, you know, they're swallowing the blue pill and literally choking on it. It's unbelievable.
I agree.
Okay.
Linda, Linda is someone who's been fighting this for a while, a little bit longer. I got to tell you this. I always get fired up by you and your just go-get-her-done attitude. You know, I love it. And I praise you for it. I'm thankful for people like you that have that kind of attitudes. When I first became aware of this, there was just a handful of people trying to talk about it. Everybody was ignoring us. And now the numbers are so huge around the globe that are aware of this, and they just keep growing.
Yes. And I think that it was just, you know, when you think about it, I think this was, like I said, about 4.5, 5 years ago, and I met Barbara Decker. Well, she started it, I think, right after she talked to me at this particular meeting of one of the Women's Republican Clubs. And so I had never heard of sustainable development, et cetera, and never connected any dots, right? So, and I was just a baby in the history reading at this point, you know, as far as getting myself up to speed on all this stuff. And so I dove into this with both feet, and I went to all of their meetings, and Mary Baker has come out with all her fabulous stuff on the Exurbia Chronicles. She's an incredible public speaker. She's been speaking in front of groups, I mean, up one side and down the other of San Diego and even Orange County. So that's really good. So that's charter member of that first group. And then what Tom DeWeese and I've got turned on to Rosa Curie and Tom DeWeese and all these fabulous people who have been checking this out for damn close to 20 years now. So because when I first started, Tom DeWeese said it was about 13 to 15 years when he was sending me stuff. But he was checking it out. So just add the time I've been in it, so we know we're approaching the 20-year mark. And when you look at this, that Agenda 21, what was it, naturally in 1992. So all those things I read off with the were in that paragraph. It says the reason is the monolithic piece of international legislation named Sustainable Development Agenda 21, the 2,000-plus page plan, was presented at the Earth Summit held by the United Nations Conference on Environmental and Development. It's called UNFED, you know, great, in Rio de Janeiro, 1992. It was adopted by approximately 178 nations. The radical goal is to transform our nation and our world. George H.W., the old evil one, pledged the support of America. On June 29, 1993, Bill Clinton issued Executive Order Number 12, Implementation of the United Nations Plan. Agenda 21 is the United Nations blueprint for living in the 21st century, hence the name Agenda 21. The wealth of the greatest country on earth is being redistributed to equalize the standard of living around the globe, which is called social justice. Oh, lovely. Some standards will rise and others, ours, U.S., will fall. None will grant happiness. None will allow the ownership of private property. And that's the main concern here, because that's, like, huge. If you ever read anything on James Madison on private property, you'll know where I'm coming from. Implemented in progressive steps. Go ahead.
If you look right now, there's a land grab going on. The government's putting on a big land grab out in the West again.
Sure.
And it's going on right at this moment. And there you are. I mean, it just goes right along with what you're talking about. They are working on every level, at every angle, on every bit of this at the moment. And like I said, the biggest problem they have right now is they've got to figure out how they're going to get all these guns away from the population.
I know.
The truth is, the numbers that they estimate probably aren't even close.
Oh, I know. I'm with you on that.
I would say a quarter of it.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Well, the truth is because they didn't start keeping track of all this stuff until...
I'm sure there's only a quarter of what they really know
it was.
That everybody has. And like we said at the beginning of the show, we might be backwards here, but we don't need a gun to get away with what we want to do.
No.
We're hoping that we could do all this without anything happening to anybody.
That's right.
It gets me because we're the side that works to do things in a peaceful way, in a peaceful manner, and the other side can come out here and just get totally violent and threatening and everything else, and they're treated as if, oh, they're the innocent ones, and we are the radical tearing things up.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, yeah. They flip everything on its head on purpose. This is why progressivism is so evil, and I call it communism because that's primarily where this leads to. The Gaia worship, the secular humanism, the depopulation, the smart meters, which are the chemical trails. Oh my God! And the GMO foods, Monsanto, all of this crap. It's evil.
I'd love to hear all these brain-teasing psychologists and psychiatrists on their side that's always this and that. Explain to us how come every time there's a major Tea Party event, when they leave, the place is cleaner than when they got there. But every time it's the other side that meets one of these places, it looks like a trash pile when they leave.
Of course it does. Well, they won't tell you that stuff because it doesn't fit their narrative and their agenda, Bill. They can't have the truth, you know. Just like that was one of the main topics on Glenn's show today was, you know, the truth shall set you free. Well, everybody that we're dealing with right now, and these globalists and these media types who are in on it, and God knows that they're owned and by all this stuff. I think it was CNN is another major player in this whole deal. That link I put up there.
They're facing us with a can of gasoline and a cigarette lighter.
The video link I put up there twice already in the chat room, it's about a half an hour, and it's another expose on depopulation, which also talks about smart meters, also talks about all the things that they're trying to do, one of the big machines to get out their propaganda. CNN. So just check that out if you guys have a chance.
There are many, many articles right now on the internet about the threats of their vaccines. How they make the vaccines even and stuff. And I think everybody, if you get a chance, should check into these things and read these things. I never tell anybody to take for my word. Anything I tell you, you can look up.
Oh, exactly.
You can look up.
So I actually had one of those follow-up visits today with my doctor, and he was going through my stuff, and he's still trying to push those flu shots on me. And then he wants me to take, I think it was called Fosamax or some silly thing for osteoporosis.
I mean,
and, You know, I'm done. I'm not doing any more pill popping for these clowns.
Okay.
Have you seen the Paxil commercial with Obama from Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Yeah. However, that's not funny to show children, because if they took that much, they'd kill themselves. I can only hope that BO would do, but that's another story. I can't say.
There's quite a story there. You know, if you take, I've been noticing all these statistics. So many hundred thousand people died from this, and so many hundred thousand people died from this. And I'm telling you, if you start adding all these deaths that they claim from all these different things up, you're going to find out the numbers can't be – something's wrong here.
Right. Can't be substantiated. Well,
right.
You know, it's really bizarre. So the one I was reading from is one of the first pages I ever got, and it was actually titled Public Notice. I think it was from the Tom DeWeese group. And it also talks about the Earth Charter, which I have spoken about. This is where it goes, the progressive steps. This is Agenda 21, is a comprehensive plan to change human behavior and redevelop the world. This talks a little bit about good old Al Gore. In his book, Earth and the Balance, Al Gore called for a wrenching transformation of society on a global scale, that rat. And Agenda 21 is this grand scheme behind it all. Once you understand Sustainable Development Agenda 21, all the things in the news that have bothered you will suddenly start to make sense. So
what you were just saying reminded me of an old sci-fi movie that's still pretty popular called They Live. And in the movie, unless you got special glasses, you don't know that you're being subconsciously hypnotized. Now, when I was in the late 70s, there was some stuff going around then about department stores doing exactly this, subliminal messaging through their music.
Sure.
And that kind of plays right along with that movie, They Live. But in that movie, you know, it's about how to create a whole docile, peaceful herd of cattle.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking about things. You know, I listened to a thing the other day, and I know you guys don't like RuPaul, neither do I, but I just think it's so funny how they think we're so stupid and listen to it. He was making a comment that they say that they gave money back to, isn't he Kentucky, right? Kentucky, he gave so much money back by doing this and that, and if you really pay attention, he didn't do nothing but hurt him worse. He said, we shut this factory down, this place here down, and gave the place, you know, the state money, every taxpayer money back. Well, what did you do? You just shut out 700 jobs. Did you really help them? I mean, seriously, did you really help them there? I mean, oh, gee, here's your Christmas bonus. That's the only one you're going to get. But, you know, it just makes me mad when people sit back and they talk to you and they think that you're so ignorant, you just don't understand. And
I know, it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I mean, and then they said, well, they sold the part, the factory off to another company. And now it's not in the hands of the government no more.
Look, you got birds being fried and birds being chopped up by the green energy.
Yep.
Where's the enviros on that crap?
They won't talk about that. Oh no!
The toxicity of the damn solar panels, that disposing of them or building them creates toxic waste.
It's just ridiculous, and they're inefficient and expensive.
Themselves, vapor thing is going to cause trouble in the end. They're going to say something about the vapor.
Yeah. Lonnie's trying to.
They've already said that.
Remember
they've
when
he said that there's something about the vapor.
When Ron come to the Delaney and he had that thing around his neck and everybody's like, damn, that looks like a hookah. But it was his e-cigarette or whatever.
It's called a hookah.
And Lonnie has one here and he's fighting with it.
I say that what's going to happen is he's going to tell you can't do this either.
Oh, yeah. Did not see the thing that came out about people are living longer, but they're not as healthy.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, that's another one of them statements that you're sitting there like, what? Because they're doing,
well, you know,
it
it's funny.
It contradicts itself.
It's funny because my mom was sitting down having her lunch, her late lunch just a few minutes ago, and she said she wanted to know how I found out about the what we call the Monsanto foods, the GMO foods, and that they weren't healthy for us. And I said, well, I said, probably when I first started learning about the GMOs maybe a couple years ago in the Monsanto, it just, you know, started surfacing in the circles. And so I said, well, there's a whole list, I said, you know, of different, I said, what it starts with the government getting involved in places it has no damn business, and that's the farming and the, you know, the being having subsidies and the corn and ethanol and all the nonsense, and the evil EPA, because the evil EPA is going all over the country, especially California, and wreaking havoc. They're encroaching upon rainwater and puddles on people's lands, and they're just, and these are unelected bureaucratic SOBs, have no business writing law, enforcing law, or anything else, and all this stuff is garbage. This is not law.
They should stick their nose in the damn schools. The schools were running fine before they started sticking their nose in it.
You know,
eventually. That's right.
Eventually, they're going to want to tax everybody for how much rain falls.
Oh, and I'm hearing some, I'm sure it's going to come down the pike, because I'm not sure if they've actually got legislation on it, but they're considering the black box to, I think it was Sacramento was talking about it, and I'm sure the evil Obama administration was talking about it, to well, you put the black box in the people's cars, and then you tax their mileage. I thought, okay, you put one in my car, and it's going to wind up at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean off the Oceanside Pier, let me tell you.
Let me know how that works when you try to put a black box on the Outlaws or Hell's Angels bikes or any of them people.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'll pay to see that deal. I want a front row seat.
I'd be able to, just like you said, be in the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
See, I'm only 8 minutes away from that ocean, baby. And maybe a five-minute walk to the end of that pier.
There you go. Five-minute walk's wonderful.
Anyway, so then it talks about Maurice Strong, and it also talks about Stephen Rockefeller. And if you look into the Rockefeller family and going back to the creature from Jekyll Island, you will see that name a lot. All the Rockefellers, of course, John D. and David Rockefeller and all the rest of them. And Stephen was a Canadian oil magnate, just like Maurice Strong. And Stephen was the first Secretary General of the United Nations. And the environmental program UNEP, Maurice Strong, and former Soviet Russia dictator Mikhail Gorbachev, these people all wrote this thing. And it tells where you can go read it. I just Google Earth Charter, and it's up there. The document will immediately explain to you that a human, a fish, and a rock are all equal in the eyes of the United Nations, and they're elite, unelected planners, and that's part of the problem. There's a huge thing here. It talks about the Rio Earth Summit, Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, and is the implementation of the new global mandated religion, because this is their religion. They're nuts. The Ark of Hope was actually the house to build that Earth Charter. Which was a mockery of the Ark of the Covenant, of course. And so when you go into the Earth Charter, I mean the Rio Summit, they had the entrance to the building. They had a huge mural of a woman holding the earth in her hands. This is the Mother Earth worshippers, prayers to Gaia. And it's craziness. The crowd was led by Han, the wife of Club of Rome member Maurice Strong. The other one was Alexander King, and Ted Turner's a member of these Club of Rome, founder and first Secretary General of the United Nations, and a devout follower of Baha'i. It also talks about Madame Blavatsky in here. They had a ship, the Earth Summit, named Gaia in honor of the One World Religion. The attendees seek to forcefully impose it on current and future generations. Gaia is the religion best described as earth worship. And this is the first opening remarks of Maurice Strong to the crowd. The concept of national sovereignty has been immutable, indeed sacred principle of international relations. It is a principle which will yield slowly, only slowly and reluctantly, to the new imperatives of global environmental cooperation. That's where this stuff began. It is simply not feasible for sovereignty to be exercised unilaterally by individual nation states, however powerful. The global community must be assured of environmental security. Oh, these people are sick. Then he goes on, it is the responsibility of each human being today to choose between the force of darkness and the force of light. We must therefore transform our attitudes and adopt a new respect for superior laws of divine nature. He's now going to go into the temple of understanding. The force of light, defined by Maurice Strong, you just go to the Temple of Understanding website, and there's one in Washington, D.C., on a 50-acre parcel near the Potomac River. It goes on to talk about stuff. And the last part of Maurice Strong, and then I'll give it back to you guys. It says, Strong says, now population growth has ceased. Population levels are declining precipitously almost everywhere, and some areas of our planet have been almost entirely depopulated. More people are dying and dying younger. Birth rates have dropped sharply while infant mortality increases. At the end of the decade, the best guesstimates of total world population is 4.5 billion, fewer than at the beginning of this century. And experts have predicted that the reduction of human population may well continue to the point that those who survive may not number more than 1.6 billion people who inhabited the Earth at the beginning of the 20th century. The goal of A21 by 2050 to reduce our energy usage to beginning 20th century consumption totals in spite of our current population. And he continues, a consequence, yes, of death and destruction, but in the end, a glimmer of hope for the future of our species and its potential for regeneration. Such an idiot. Then he goes, well, we are all gods now, gods in charge of our own destiny, and gods can't be capricious. So, lovely, huh? This is the kind of crap that you're dealing
with. And in it all, the same people like Maurice and them have set themselves up to grab huge amounts of wealth from this through carbon exchanges and other various ways of scamming from the system that they're trying to create, the world they would create.
Because there are too many things in there,
the sea levels and stuff. You know, we've had a big increase in ice in the Arctic and the Antarctic. And when you increase ice like that, the sea levels will drop. It's not because of the idiots that like Al Gore who say, well, it may have more ice, but the water's warmer. Well, that's kind of the stupidest answer I've ever heard.
So warmer water makes better ice.
There's a there's another on the capital trade the stuff you're talking about. Yeah.
They want to use these ways and means to accomplish their agenda, their goal, which is to be totally in control. And they are like kings, and everybody else must worship them. You can only have loyalty to them. You can't have loyalty to God. You can't have loyalty to your family. You can't have loyalty to friends. You can only have loyalty to the collective, the elite, who are blessedly letting you survive.
There's a website.
For all you get to survive. You know,
there's a really good website for people to check out. The
ultimate conspiracy theory, the ultimate story, the sadness is, if you look into it, and on our local levels, we can break this down to our local levels and people can start checking into these things there. Every county in this country has a county comprehensive plan. Look it up, people. Look up your county comprehensive plan and see what they're proposing for your future, and pay particular attention to who it is in your county who signed on to these plans.
And then you can look at what
they're trying, all the things they've got their fingers in and they're trying to do. And they're not the only groups out there. And this stuff just keeps escalating. The more you get into
right.
it, the more you find out, the more it spreads out. And I've been into this since 2006. I was showed some papers, that government papers, that were not blacked out. And what I
right.
read there scared the bejesus out of me. I had been
sure.
fighting illegal immigration, and I realized at that moment that illegal immigration and all these amnesty pushers were all just promoting Agenda 21, and that the whole illegal immigration was just a small part of it. And I went to saying, well, I'm going after the throat of the main dog, and I started going after Agenda 21.
Right.
I've seen them, their fake science. I've seen their lies.
Sure.
I've seen
yep.
their we've seen their lies and deception when it came to fracking and other
everything.
Things.
They're what, on Benghazi? I mean, every single thing.
Well, yeah, that's
a
different
know.
Issue, but I'm trying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
but.
The foreign part of it. I mean, we're seeing them cater to the Muslim Brotherhood, and they can say what they want, but the evidence is there. People do
yeah.
the research.
And it's.
Listen to the people of Egypt and what the leaderships in Egypt and what they're trying to tell you and warn you about.
And they turned around, they're terrorists. I mean.
Today you saw
well, you know,
Al-Qaeda attack. I mean. Who's arming Al-Qaeda? We are.
Yeah. The other thing, Bill, that you mentioned when you talk about ICLEI being involved with your comprehensive plans, because every city, every township has this stuff, and many of them, a lot of guys now, of course, cities have rejected ICLEI and fired them and not using them, but not enough. There was 600 to 800 cities involved with this at one time. And If you were to take whatever's – I have a whole list of the cities. It's in my main book. I just have a few pages in front of me. If you were to go to any of those that were members of ICLEI and you looked up – it wouldn't matter if it was Idaho or Massachusetts or Indiana or California, and you picked a city, you would find – and you looked at their general plan, it would be almost mirrored of the one in your town because it's all written by the same people for the same purpose. I'm telling
yep.
you. As I've seen them. In the ones in Vista and Escondido and Oceanside and Carlsbad and Encinitas and all the rest of it, of course they're identical. They're written by the same. There's another one that you guys, if you want to see about the carbon tax and all this stuff, it's called. His name is. Oh God, I can't remember now. They call him Duffy.
You don't have to look further than the carbon exchange.
Oh sure. Do that too, but this one's called CFACTS, like California Fact FACT, and then it says SoCal.org, and that's a good one to go to because it will tell you about the California Global Warming Solutions Act, and then this was Assembly Bill AB 32, which we've been fighting. This is that's cap and trade. They've had so many. Give the SB this, and I mean, I've got tons of information on this stuff. They talk about pollution is now the new commodity, like, you know, wheat and corn. First California auction for carbon credits trade will be held. They didn't actually do it because people are catching on to this. It says global warming, a scientific theory, has been discredited by over 30,000 scientists worldwide, including nearly 10,000 PhDs, who also dispute man-made pollution is the cause of greenhouse gases. Because greenhouse gases is water vapor, idiots. The concept that carbon dioxide or methane gases are pollutants is also widely debated. There's no scientific consensus authenticating the belief. CO2 is produced by humans when they exhale, although methane gas is produced naturally by cows and other farm animals. The California cattle and dairy farmers are being taxed on those emissions from their herds, which is ridiculous. Can you imagine Ben Franklin putting up with this crap? You know, this is what he would just have a cow himself. Let's see.
Excellent.
Here's another one, too. There was so many. This was Michael Shaw's piece. Conversations about Agenda 21. Do you support private property rights? In other words, you should ask the people at your city council, do you support excessive government regulations beyond normal safety standards for property owners? Have you known anyone who wanted to build or remodel but couldn't because of an endangered animal or plant? How much has your gas or water bill gone up in the last several years, and when And when you must water, mine went up, whoever wrote this, 65%. Did you like the price of gas the last time you filled up your tank? Prices of food at the grocery store? Because all that, like I said, with the subsidies, it's related to the price of gas. Have you known anyone who lost the water that they wanted to use for their agriculture? Yeah, they're about to in Oceanside. I know that. Some people ask, do you use public transit to get to work, or would you? Only 5% of the population use public transit because it isn't convenient. The other one was, have you heard that plants and animals are above humans? Abortion is okay, but don't kill a native plant. I mean, this is what, you know, what you have to start asking. You ask about United Nations. Have you heard about them? Do you know about the dictators who are members? They get billions from the U.S., but always...
That's Washington County.
What yeah, was, have you...
19-7400-S.
Cool.
And then it says, have you ever heard of sustainable development, smart growth, green belts, wetlands, projects, wildlands, Endangered Species Act, which is horrible, Environmental Protection Act. It was started to protect the bald eagle. Oh, God. Open space, going green, public-private partnerships, community development, historic preservation, vision, Clean Water Act. So these are things that are impacting Agenda 21, and they're using this stuff.
Got to protect the eagle.
Oh, yeah, this is ridiculous. Now, the last one that good old Maurice Strong said, current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, the use of fossil fuels, electrical appliances, home and workplace air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable. Well, from the looks of that fat little pig, he looks like he has plenty of meat consumption. So
he's a homeboy.
A homeboy.
Huh?
He's a homeboy.
we're talking about Machine 74005 on here in the chat room. He's from Washington County, Indiana. That's where Delaney Park is at, really. And he's just a homeboy to me, Lonnie, and Chad. And glad to have him with us.
Cool.
You know, Linda, we keep putting all this information out there. And have you ever watched how they try to combat us?
Yes. I have.
I gotta wonder how many of the people that we hear go against us and stuff. So many others have no clue to what Agenda 21 is and what it really means for them.
Well, yes, because they don't know where the origins come from. That's why I was trying to, you know, the part where I was talking about Gaia. I mean, that's got like 15 pages. I could not read that whole thing for you guys. I mean, I think I had shown it to you when we were there. I'll try to get copies for everybody next time. But, I mean, it's just people don't understand that these people worship the earth, and 9/10 of them worship Lucifer. That's what's going on here. They're Saul Alinskyites, you know. I mean, how far off the wagon do you have to go? All you have to do is read the foreword in his Rules for Radicals, and he's dedicated the damn thing to Lucifer. It's unbelievable. These people are hiding in plain sight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
You're right.
So,
they are.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the stuff that I've got here is, like, it tells about all the California legislation. It talks about people. They were talking about the an engineering scientist comments, and it says, the guy says, I'm an engineer and a scientist. The premise that atmospheric CO2 could cause catastrophic global warming doesn't even pass the laugh test. I was shocked that the scam got this far. It is proof that with enough money, you can sell any lie. In 2009, I was so horrified that I did my own analysis on the Earth radiation budget. I had to see for myself the conclusions were remarkably similar to other legitimate scientists. Doubling CO2 concentrations in the atmosphere was commonly accepted. Worst-case benchmark for 100 years of burning fossil fuels results in about 0.6 degrees Celsius warming. Definitely not catastrophic. Not only was the historical data scammed, but also the science. It doesn't take millions of dollars to analyze the Earth's radiation budget. The UN IPCC lied to us by a factor of 6 to 10 times, predicting 3.5 to 5.0 degrees Celsius warming. Under Obama, the EPA adopted 2005-2007 IPCC conclusions verbatim, declaring CO2 a pollutant and imposing regulations on industry. The EPA continues to ignore all legitimate and more recent science. The U.S. was funding this scam to the tune of about $4 billion per year through the UN. Obama has spent $80 billion on this scam in the past 3 years. At this rate of funding, the scam will never go away. There needs to be some consequences for intentionally promoting lies. Well, a lot of stuff falling apart. His credibility is in the tank. Even SNL's going after him. So, you know what I'm saying? Look, his approval rating's been time.
He's going to be labeled as one of the worst presidents in history.
Oh, my God. He is ultimately the worst.
Again,
I mean, even
again,
FDR and Wilson.
They want to manipulate the facts and figures and stuff. And let's be real. People, if these people was actually looking out for the best interests of the world, then I got an idea. How about every penny of profit that is made from carbon exchanges does not go to these investors and stuff, scammers? You can give them a small percentage, tiny percentage, to pad their investment or whatever. But let's give the money to the people of the world.
Exactly.
And you'll see these people trying to run away from this so fast their heads will swim. Because then you're going to know the truth. It was never about
right.
helping the people. It was about helping themselves to the people's money.
Yep.
To people's wealth.
Well, now their kids are going to be set. I mean, that's the worst part about it. It isn't, we've talked about this before. The bottom of this whole,
nepotism.
Everything is. The bottom of it is our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids are the ones that are going to suffer. I want to change
right.
them. We don't have enough time in our lifetime, Bill. You and I are over 50. We'll just leave it there. Okay, we don't have to go any farther. But what I'm saying is we're not going to see these changes, but I want to see these changes for my kids, my grandkids.
I want to know that I, you know,
made something out of it. And all
that I stopped the travesty from happening to them with the aid of all my fellow American patriots out there, that we all rose up to the occasion. We've seen the threat against the children's futures.
Sure.
And that's what it's really about for a lot of us is,
yeah,
as we are older people and we realize we're not going to affect much of our life in our lifetime. But we can damn sure stop them from the destroying the future of the children in this nation.
The debt they're piling on them,
the taking control and freedoms and liberties away from them before they've ever really even had a chance to experience them.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, look at the decline of any liberties just in my lifetime, okay? When I was 10, 11 years old, we as children had so much more freedom than the poor kids have today. I mean, they're so sheltered, the parents are so terrified that they're going to be abducted by some freakazoid pedophile, which is quite common now, and of course they don't lock them up and shoot them like they should.
You know,
huh?
I'm a kid that grew up playing in the woods. The trees
yep.
and the streams and the little hills and stuff, these were my best friends. And I ran them woods and ran them woods and ran them woods. But when it was time for me to come in and time for me to study, I put just as much hard-earned effort into that as I did out there playing. I was taught, you know, that you earn your way through life. And
right.
what we have is a generation that's being taught, primed into the fact that
you need it.
You're entitled to have everything
yes.
given to you in life.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way.
When we talk about all this, you know, I read an article. Go ahead, Linda.
Go ahead. Oh, that's right. You know, it's funny because when you were talking about fighting for the children, what one of the main things that all you guys who have kids and grandkids is to turn them into little clay pots where you're going to put those scriptural scrolls. You're going to fill their little heads with every ounce of history you can get, every ounce of truth from the founders and the Bill of Rights. and prior to this progressivism evilness that you can. You must preserve the true history and explain it to them so they will be able to carry this on. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying?
As my kids were taught, this country has never had a war that one of our family members did not serve in. Even before it was a country, we were here fighting for this to establish a free country. Our ancestors were chased out of Europe because of their Christian beliefs and stuff.
Right.
And they settled here. They played a role in founding this nation. We will not be chased away this time.
And you know what? This is what I'm trying to, the importance of it. I'm trying to stress the importance that all of this knowledge that we have, you have, Chad, Lonnie, myself, Ron, all of us, we have to impart that and plant those seeds into the kids and grandkids and make sure that they carry it on, whether it's if you hand them a book or you sit down and study with them and make sure that, you know, it's like in your will, you're not getting a dime unless you read these books. You know, that's what I would say. So
when you going to have no money, Don? Government gets.
I have things designated to go to each one of my children, but sure. I have also told each one of them, the most important thing that I am leaving you is a Bible. You're one getting a Bible that belonged to one of your ancestors, and I expect you to carry on the tradition. And that's the most important thing I can give them, because to me, there is the truth.
Oh, absolutely.
There is the peace.
The thing is, I just don't want these kids to live in a place where, I mean, they're already doing it in real time. They're bastardizing history. They're erasing it. They're twisting it. They're doing it with Common Core, with the Bill of Rights. They're teaching these kids all this Marxist nonsense. It's horrible. Anybody who allows this to go on has got to have their head examined. And anyone who cannot recognize true socialism and this type of nonsense and Keynesian economics needs to go back to school and figure it out, because they're allowing their kids to be brainwashed, absolutely indoctrinated.
This is what I found fascinating about this article. You brought it right up the way I want to put it. The article was telling these two people had kids, and instead of listening to all the shit that's going on and all the crap that we have to put up with and what we're fighting for, they wanted them to be free thinkers. So what they're doing to their kids is, it sounds silly, but it's really cool if you really think about it. They're young kids, and what they're doing is they're taking these little plastic dinosaurs, and the parents get up in the morning and they make us something happens that those dinosaurs are doing something to make them free think how they got there. For example, one day you'll find a dinosaur in the cereal. He's eating cereal. It was a fascinating article. I can't go through it because I don't remember all of it, but the idea was to make the kids think. Well, how did that get there, and what's it doing, and blah, blah, blah. The whole bottom of it is our children, if we don't stand up for them now, they will not be allowed to be free thinkers.
They don't want free thinkers.
They don't want free thinkers. All they want is to – Bill has put it on there before, you have put it on there before, and I'm going to throw it out there again. What they want is us to say, okay, we need you. We depend on you. We can't do it on our own.
Yeah,
wrong.
You need to control everything for us. We'll just serve you whatever you want, but we need you to do the rest.
As long as they got their food stamps and their Obama phones, I gotcha. Sit on the couch and
watch. I bow down to no master except God.
In the history of the world, I doubt at any time that the most brilliant man from any country was ever their president.
I don't doubt for no master but God, and that's just the way I was brought up. I respect my parents, I respect my elders, but as far as that goes, you and I'll have a nice long talk when you ever get here and I meet you. You'll see about it. I am a free thinker.
Well, you know,
met many of us from here, and I think she gets the idea that we're not people that get led around by the nose. We're people who go out and do it for ourselves.
And there's a lot of people out there like us.
There's a whole plethora of ways to get kids to be creative thinkers, free thinkers, very creative. You know, where you guys live, that's one absolute fabulous method because you have all the beautiful nature. You have woods, you have streams, you have hunting, you have fishing rods and reels. You have to, you know, use your thinking cap to get that stuff to work. It's not the only method because everybody's geographical demographics is going to be different. You can teach kids, as long as they have the basics of math, if you even start them maybe with learning how to read music and play an instrument, because that's mathematics, universal. They're completely inextricably tied. Or you can take them to, if they're girls, to a dance class. I mean, that's creativity on steroids, let me tell you. That's not only discipline, but it's absolute creativity. It is, and it's a very high form of art. There's many ways to get kids to creatively think.
You mentioned hunting. So we want Chad to break in here and tell you about hunting.
Hunting? My boy, I guess Saturday morning was opening deer season. My boy got him an 8-pointer.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a 14-year-old. He got a 7-pointer last year on the first day. First deer
cool.
He seen. Shot.
Been deer hunting twice, and both times he got a deer.
Got a buck.
Wow, so that's amazing. Are you guys dressing and butchering it and all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
awesome.
You know, we're talking about hunting. I've seen
We even butcher hogs. We butcher
good.
Them and
process it
all ourselves.
They make sausage, everything else.
Oh, yum. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. And I love to cook, so. I can hardly wait to get back.
Well, we have lots of people around here.
I love to eat, too.
Yeah, they're set up like that. My Uncle Max is one of those guys. He's constantly hunting, fishing, and he's constantly cooking what he catches, kills.
Oh, yeah.
And he many different ways, and he's an excellent cook, but he's also an excellent hunter, an excellent fisherman.
Well, that's awesome.
And he passed down to his kid.
Great.
And that's what a lot of us do. But we don't just pass down those things. We pass down those values of you're true to your family and your friends.
Respect.
You respect people. There's a thing called respect, do unto others. And,
they forgot about that.
It's like we're not quite Mayberry, but we're damn close.
We got more bullets than Barney does.
Yeah, I noticed that when I saw somebody up back there drinking some moonshine.
Yeah.
We got more bullets than one than Bobby does.
I'm going to try to get some
I got a question. Somebody said you guys know how to make wine.
Yes,
What kind of, can you describe it for me? Because there's kind of wine.
It's more or less what kind of wine do you want.
What would you like?
There are people who make darker wines, red wines. There are people who make white wines, people who make around here, there are several wineries that have went up. There's a place in Seymour right now that's a winery and a brewery.
Cool.
And they have tasting and stuff going on there, little sample parties and stuff all the time. It's really, and it's taken off in our area.
Awesome.
We also have people who,
the basic recipe for wine is sugar, yeast, and a juice, like any type, like grape juice, strawberry, or actually the real thing, grape, you know.
Do you know what yeast really is? The what?
Do you know what yeast really is?
No.
Well, I'll let you look that up. I don't want to tell you over the air. But I can tell you this. Budweiser makes the best beer yeast in the world. And when you put yeast in, when you're making beer, all that builds up is basically yeast farts, and that's what makes the beer.
Yes.
Well, they also use yeast for making the sourdough bread and pizza dough. But the grapes that are my favorite is the Chardonnay grape. So if you haven't got a vineyard that's got Chardonnay grapes, I'm not interested.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
no, I like wine.
I really couldn't tell you.
Well, I can get you great.
I can tell you this. You met a guy at Delaney who, when he does it, he makes the best, the most smoothest tasting moonshine I have ever drank in my life.
Cool.
Yes, they did. Yeah. He did meet him. He was
what's
in the
alcohol? What's
he's the
content?
One who did the singing.
Huh?
He's the one who did the singing.
Okay, what's the alcohol proof or content? Do you know?
About 180 to 185.
See, I can't drink that much. I can only do 80 proof.
I'm telling you, I would have thought the same thing. I would have thought the same thing, but this was the smoothest stuff I ever had in my mouth.
No, I can't do it.
I'm not a wine drinker. You saw me. I'm a bourbon drinker. You saw Boomer and I.
Yeah.
We sent for a half pint. My daughter brings us back a half gallon because she knew we hadn't drank in 10 years, and she thought, well, I'll just dad and them will drink a little bit, and me and my friends will drink the rest of it. And as it turned out, Dad and Boomer did drink it, and with a little help from our friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's wine or Jack Daniels and Coke. Now, that's pretty much the two I like.
Don't
drink the rest of the stuff.
We do not want Lonnie on White Russian.
Yeah,
I had to babysit Lonnie once on White Russians. It was not fun.
35 of them in 2 hours. That's what I like it.
You would have liked what I had down there.
Chad, we all saw you on the videos. You are grinning from ear to ear. You're standing up there.
You ever tried White Russians, Linda?
Do I what?
Have you ever tried a White Russian?
Oh, yeah. I was one of the first drinks I learned how to make when I was a bartender.
That was the first drink, when I was in Florida. I worked down in Florida for a while as a restaurant manager, and they had the restaurant wars in the bar. Most of us got to drink pretty cheap drinks for 2 hours, and who had the most got a free tab for an hour. I drank 35 White Russians in one night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
In less than 2 hours, I had 35 of them. So, yeah, that was pretty much my favorite. But Jack Daniels and Coke is what I drank in the service. But I do like wine. I love wine, as long as it's a good Chardonnay.
I want to warn everyone out there right now, I'm an Irishman. So if you run up behind me and whack me in the back of the head, you're not going to do nothing more than piss me off.
We just seen a thing on TV.
Well, I got to joke
about
break the monotony. You know what
people
was fired, right?
Knockout game coming up and hitting people in the back of the head.
Did you see it? It's called Knockout. It's happening in New Jersey.
This was shown.
I watched an article the other day on it on YouTube. The guy they killed one. Killed a guy, a school teacher, in New York or New Jersey.
They better make sure they kill me.
He had his hands full, so he couldn't stop the impact. They knocked him out before he hit the ground, and he died.
Oh,
and
you know
what? The article.
Those little SOBs need to spend some time in jail.
He didn't die. What really gets me is that's the teacher that died right there, though.
Yeah, he hit the sidewalk.
But what really got me was watch the article. It really killed me that these kids were bragging and thought it was funny. He says, yeah. We just want to see how hard we can hit them and see if we can knock the hell out of them. What is that?
They should take every one of them and one at a time feed them in the ring to Vladimir Klitschko.
Let me have them.
Let's just see how you like getting hit hard.
I'll take it.
They do it at random. They hit women. They hit a guy, a UPS driver. They hit a girl.
They do stuff like that because they're asswipes, and they lack any courage. If you got something against someone or you want to attack someone, at least have the decency to go face-to-face with them.
I agree. I mean, it's just sad, you know.
Let's go to something else.
Yeah, those little schmucks, they should be in jail for a long time for that stuff.
You know what a 7-course meal is for an Irishman?
No.
A 6-pack and a boiled potato.
Yep.
Damn, I was going to say 6 boiled potatoes and a beer.
No, the beer is 4 pork.
A pint.
Damn. You know who taught that? Crapaw Strong.
What about them Democrats?
You would have had to have known my grandfather. He was a very, very witty man. He was a man that if you were around and you were talking, you had to say what you mean so you could mean what you say, or he was going to call you.
And he was going to twist it and say, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's not like that.
But he also tells you, know, there's a duty to your God, a duty to your country, a duty to your family, and
right.
a duty to your friends and stuff. He's an honest man, is about as honest as could be, and he had worked hard. He moved down here to southern Indiana from Lebanon, Indiana, Thorntown area, and they lived in a tent for 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
People, it snows here in southern Indiana.
The worst part about it is they had a total of 10 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Five girls, five boys, and actually they had 11 because one was stillborn. But imagine this. They were together for 65 years. They went through World War One, the Depression, Nam,
World War Two.
They went through all that and they survived. And like Bill said, our grandfather was a strict but honest man. He had a little the kids. My Uncle Donnie is the storyteller out of the 10 kids, and he used to tell me some funny stories. One of them was that they used to have a little thing on the wall, and it's the good side and the bad side. If you were bad, you were on that side of the wall, and he took care of it when he got home. He didn't mess around. He didn't care. It had to be done. He broke his heart to do it, but he'd do it. I remember
yep.
that man, you know, our kids need to learn that. Our kids, my kids, was sick about kids. My grandson come over, my daughter and then come over the other night, and we was playing cards, and he did something, and I just sat him down while we was playing cards, and I said, "Grandson, your grandfather loves you to death, but there is one thing I will never tolerate is you being disrespectful to your mom or me." I said, "Understand, grandson, when you get out in that world, if you're not respectful, you're not going to make it." People
That's
need
true.
To teach kids the values of everything and understand that we're not being mean. We're trying to save you from what's happening out there.
We
can't protect them forever.
One of my sons got to the age, and he says, "Well, Mom, you're not that big." And I stood up behind her, and I said, "No, but Mom doesn't have to be that big because Dad is."
I always hope. You know, that's the same. That's kind of funny because we talk about our kids and stuff, and I have some great kids. Bill has fantastic. We both do, and
Chad does.
Chad does. You know, we all have the values of the same. And my kids have always said something to me, and one of my daughters one day she says, "Dad's got an old saying. If you haven't heard it, I'm gonna let him tell you." And my old saying is, at my house, you haven't met the bull until you met me. I'm the biggest bull in the corral. If you want to go against me, then step up to the plate. Other than that, learn to respect. And that's just
yeah, so,
the way it is.
Kraft called his cousin Jerry on him.
There's not a bit, yeah. No, Jerry's a little bit taller and a little bit bigger.
It's,
the oldest
guys,
cousin
is there,
the oldest cousin could go to a gathering when he had his hair cut a certain way, and everyone thought he kept asking him if he was the big show. So he's a pretty large man. And Lonnie's little brother, who loves to just drive Lonnie insane.
That's an interstatement.
They're working on each other. I don't know what they're after, but they're working on each other at it. Bob's a big guy, but he misses the understanding that the best part about you, Bob, is not, it has nothing to do with who you are on the outside or in that. It's all
smart,
about
buddy.
It's who you are on the inside. And he's family minded like the rest of us. You know, my family puts on a haunted barn together. We also have a big Christmas gathering together. We get together several other times through the year. We're very close. And for us, I try telling this to some of my cousins, you got to understand, you look at how we are, and the government would rather have us on our knees begging to them than being close
right.
to each other. This.
Right.
This does not fit the government agenda for us to be this kind of a close-knit family and have a
right.
loyalty to each other above a loyalty to them, to the establishment.
Well, yeah. If there's still people in the chat room, have them call in because, you know, we love
yeah,
to hear from them.
Call in anybody. Come on. I've got the number up there. We're willing to listen. Just chat.
Yeah.
We've taken so much for granted our lives, and in just the last few years, has anybody started waking up and saying, "Holy crap, we've
right.
been asleep and this has been going on." And it's very hard to reach the people the way we should be able to reach them because we have
right.
a complicit media
right.
But it's helping push the agenda. You know, they're part of it. They're helping, you know, hide and push the agenda at the same. They're hiding it and pushing it at the same time.
Sure.
And
well, you know, there's a lot of folks out there. I know Alex Jones has his own network. I don't know if it's Sirius Satellite or just the internet, but Glenn Beck has his TV show, and of course he can do some on the radio. With the TV show, he gets away with a hell of a lot more than he ever could on Fox or CNN, which you would know, because they're all completely controlled by the elites. You know, they're only allowed to say certain things. So, you know what I mean? You can only go so far, of course, unless your name is Martin Bashir, and you can get away with almost anything. It's so one-sided.
Welcome, Area 909. Caller.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Linda Lee.
Hello.
I'm good.
Lee.
How are you? Yeah. Hi.
It's Lee. Hi. How are you?
Yeah. Hi. I'm good. I'm just enjoying your program.
You know.
Well, excellent.
We have. We've taken so much for granted, and we've been blind while behind our backs stealthily for decades now. They have been putting this thing together, and now they're bringing the trap to a close on us. And.
I know. I mean, because we're also dealing with Agenda 21 here.
We're trying to stick a stick in the end of this trap so we can all get out of it before it closes.
Well, you know, Lee was. I sent to Lonnie and Bill the ones that you sent to me, and I sent them to as many as I could on the immigration situation to make those phone calls.
Uh-huh.
I have been sending stuff to ICE's office. Especially on immigration, I've hit him up on everything that I could find on the internet that's making me crazy. You know, I just do it. I send it to him, whether he's going to read it or not, I don't know. But I try to get others to do the same thing around the country, because these guys are coming at us from Indiana right now. So one of the gentlemen, Bill, that's on the line, has been fighting against illegal immigration for years. So,
wow. I think I spoke with him a couple weeks ago, didn't I, Bill?
Yes, you did.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Yeah, right now we are doing our rounds with the 15 GOP traitors who signed a pro-amnesty letter. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that.
But with your discussion with Agenda 21, I don't know if you're aware or not, but they were trying to turn this area here in the San Gabriel Valley, Claremont area, Rancho Cucamonga, they were trying to turn it to a national recreational area. Can you believe that? Under Agenda 21.
They're doing it. It's another land grab. They're doing it everywhere, especially in California. It's just heinous. It scares me.
It's spread out in several other states. They're doing little grabs here and there. And the whole thing is to try to force people to live into the cities or their fusion centers, as they'll be called. I know.
What happens is that this area has about, 57 cities that they're trying to put into this one area, and it's controlled by one congresswoman. Her name is Judy Chu, and, you know, this is what she's pushing right now. And we are pushing back.
Good. What district is she?
I don't know what district she is, but she's in the Claremont. She has Upland, Claremont, San Gabriel, Monrovia.
Okay.
You know, out this
check.
Way.
This is a congresswoman, so I'll check her. I'll check it out. I'm sure I can find it.
Her name is Judy Chu.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is that she only incorporates areas that's not Asian. You know, like there's a heavy Asian population in this area, but the cities that she's not touching are the Asian cities. Everything else she's touching. And it is like 50 some cities in this area
that she's trying to
put into this thing.
That's
what she wanted to do, is put Santa Fe Spring into this area. And it's like a city. I mean, there's no land. There's nothing.
There's actually a map out there, and the map details and lays out across the nation how they want things set up.
Yes.
And it shows where the fusion centers will be. And again, I'm going to come back to the two-wheel guys. I really want to see it when they try to tell these guys you can no longer ride your bikes.
Right. Now, Lee, I was going to ask you, have you seen anything from, like, if you go into these different websites on the dark side, like the Wildlands Project or Agenda 21, if you Google Agenda 21 death map, it'll come up, and it's like, it looks like a big orange thing with some yellow in it, and it's got the yellow buffer zones, and it's got the black dots around the perimeters of the coastlines, et cetera, and part of the northwest. And it has the legends. Have you seen those maps?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
Okay.
We got another caller. We got another caller.
Okay.
815.
Go ahead.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, bro.
Hey, Linda. It's me, Brian.
Hey. Nice to hear from you.
Right on.
So, guys, I got to ask all of you this question. In each of your areas, are you seeing movements of Agenda 21 actually taking place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are here.
Yeah.
What Brian from?
Well, you mean against Agenda 21, or you mean like?
Well, they're pushing for it. Yeah.
Not so much. Well, they're not pushing for it because they're just doing it here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what they're. they're doing it in California too.
They don't push it here. They just do it.
I know. It's horrible. There's another place you can go to, and I'm trying to remember. If you look up the Wildlands Project, there's also what they call the maps of the corridors, and that's like Bill was talking about with the fusion centers. Well, there's the Texas Triangle one. There's the San Francisco Bay Area stuff. Everything San Diego is pushing for green, huge. We're getting it here in Oceanside. We're getting it everywhere. I mean, we've been fighting this, all of us. We've been fighting it in every small town in North County. I mean, I know what you're up against, Lee, because we got it here, too. It sucks.
If we were to go back a few years, we could actually get maps of the North American Union, the proposals of the North American Union, and you'll find they correspond exactly with the maps that you're talking about. And this was under Bush. And then you had the FPP project, which is another part of it, which was going to be a transcontinental corridor going all the way, you know. No stops. Yeah.
It's pretty frightening because when you look at the new one under Obama, where the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and then you add in the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, and then you look at they're trying to they're taking away the Doe Run smelting factory, and I don't remember what state that's in, but that then they're going to ban China from exporting lead ammunition. They've already proposed, I don't know if Brown signed it in California, banned the lead ammunition for hunting in California. So they've literally banned hunting in California, if you look at it. It's ridiculous. It's horrible what's going on here. And it's all A21, telling you.
As many accidents as we have a year around here of people hitting a deer, banning hunting would be the stupidest thing. There'd be so many accidents. And we're
going to eat anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to eat anyway.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that, hitting a bunch of deer.
That's right.
Because over here, you know, I've got an online subscription to what they call the Rock. I'm in Rockford, Illinois, right up in the northern part, just below the Wisconsin border, about 20 minutes. And they have this, you know, the Rockford scanner, which is the online version of the police scanner.
Yep.
So I look forward to getting up every morning because in between the time I go to bed and getting up in the morning, I can always count on somebody hitting a tree or a pole in this town.
Oh. Just jump right out ahead and don't.
We have that in our area too. Like you get electric out and you're like, what the hell?
20 plus times a week, I am telling you.
Oh,
and I make comments to every one of them.
Nothing
I just have to
jump right out. People don't think.
you know, I tell them now I'm not sure who's if the Poles are getting revenge and throwing themselves out there in front of people because, you know, you ran over their cousin, you know.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, Rob, I've read that article before, and I've said it before. There was a lady that got on a radio station about deer, and she was basically saying that they should move the deer crossing because the deers are crossing in front of her. She's hit two of them in so many weeks, and the radio station's going, so what do you want us to do? She goes, well, can't we put them in a, you know, can we not put that sign out like a children crossing and put them in a rural area? And basically she was being that naive, saying the deer are reading the sign. You got it here in the highway. Take it off, and they won't be here no more.
You know, you wonder how these people make it this far.
I know.
I couldn't believe it.
But, yeah, that's some of the mentality of some of the kinds of people we're dealing with here. And like I said, you got a media that doesn't tell them anything.
Of course not. No, they're in on it. They're the fifth column.
They're
it's
in
evil.
On it. Exactly.
And everybody doesn't realize, well, hell, you're losing freedoms here and there and here and there. I guess they'll wake up a little more when they start getting visited and their cabinets checked to make sure they're eating healthy. They won't be in the house. But that's in the health care bill. Nobody ever read the damn thing.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to pull this bull crap. I got into an argument with the school superintendent and my daughter's school principal because they were sending home packets with the children asking questions like, hey, what does your mommy and daddy do when they get off of work? What's their favorite things to do? When you eat dinner, what do they make? And, you know, what kind of certain foods do you eat? Just shy of, you know, moving in and not taking you to dinner or movie afterward anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, they're like
asking. So what did you do?
Went in and told them it would be a cold day and how that my child would be filling out this information. So I gave him back a new version of the paperwork. And they didn't really quite like it too much.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, I'm like you, because I don't have kids, but I read all this stuff all the time, and I hear about it on the Internet of what's going on, and the Blaze corroborates the stories and makes sure they're factual.
Right, but I see this
stuff, and I go, oh, my God, I'd be in jail, dude, because, I mean, when they were telling people that, you know, some little kid got in trouble for having a Santa hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you,
really?
I mean, I would have found a ban, and I would have gotten so damn many Santa hats, they would have had a cow trying to pick them up off the ground. I'm not kidding. I would have hired, and you know the one where they have the paper cutout gun? Didn't like that. I would have had so many paper cutout guns, I'd have had to hire a helicopter and drop them on the damn school grounds and see how they like that. This is bullshit. And the only reason that it keeps going on is because nobody stands up to these damn bullies. That's what's going on.
That's it. I criticize and attack some of the churches because you're being attacked and you just sit there.
Yeah. Screw this.
But then you
I'm not playing this game no more.
Yeah,
you guys got to stop consenting. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well,
speaking of that lady. Go on.
Go ahead,
sorry. Did you hear about that the call on Rush Limbaugh today about how this man's wife went to see her doctor and she had to answer two questions, if they have guns or not in the house and if they're loaded or not, before they would admit her, before they would see her?
So what did she do?
I don't know what she did, but he was furious when he heard about how she had to answer those two questions before her doctor would see her.
You know,
wow.
You know the best way to deal with that? You know, the best way to deal with that, if she's in the office with that doctor or with a nurse or whatever, they're asking those questions, and
uh-huh.
you say, I'm not answering those questions, you don't have a warrant and I have rights, they insist,
oh.
you pick up your purse and you get the hell out of there and say, it will be a cold day in hell, quoting Brian here, and leave and find one that won't do that. And that crap will stop.
Yeah.
If people have the balls to do it.
Well, yeah, like that teacher situation with them trying to. Yeah, I attached a sample. I attached a minimal written federal complaint against, you know, in violation of privacy in my constitutional, my daughter's our family constitutional rights that
right.
they were invading, and you know they didn't bother.
They didn't take
kindly. Yeah, they weren't. You know, they thought I was kind of nuts. Well, see what you. Linda knows, but what you got, I actually work in like consumer law and stuff like that, so I help people beat
mm-hmm.
up banks for their foreclosures and illegal foreclosures
yeah.
and stuff like that, and then now I actually start taking on debt collectors and things like that for helping people deal with debt collectors that are harassing and calling them and
right.
so on and blah, blah, blah. So I'm pretty much a diehard constitutionalist type, and so, you know, I applied that to a...
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
that, you
gotta... Go ahead. Like I said, you just got to let them know you're not going to play. You're not playing this game. You know, we're not doing it. That's the only way to get back at these people and just,
yeah.
you know, say, all right, let's go to court, whatever.
Yep.
Well,
so on a funny note. Go
ahead. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You got the whole Agenda 21 thing. They put those roundabouts here in town. There's actually now three of them.
Oh, I know.
One of them out in the middle of the ghetto. Actually, it's beyond the ghetto. Not that that makes a difference to anything, but the thing is that it's way on the edge of town in the middle of nowhere, right? Okay, literally
right.
in the middle of nowhere. It's surrounded by cornfields, but they had to have a roundabout in a cornfield.
Yeah.
So
well, it's I know what they're doing. This is all about control.
Right.
Absolute. And they want to make this. They want to do all of this designing and this, you know, central planning, whether it's the transportation element or the high-density, low-income housing next to the rail line. This is to get you eventually out of private home, out of your private car, to control you. Because if you have a private automobile, you can escape their damn tyranny. They want everybody out of their cars. That's the point. And if people
right.
would wake up, oh, I say it over and over again. Now, of course, the libtards don't believe a word I'm saying because they're so stupid. I don't know.
Right, but they
go
finished.
Ahead, Lee.
Well, my point was that they finished. They built a new bridge that it was supposed to be done 7 months ago. That's still not done. But they finished the roundabout. They got that
of
done.
Course.
That was the important part. And it's
yep.
it's 45 foot off the entrance of the bridge. Okay, so. Which is, you know, Rock. Okay, the thing about Rockford, for every corner there's a church and a bar across the street. So people here like to drink. And
I can see why. With the roundabout. No, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about. And what they're doing here in Oceanside is no matter what we say, it doesn't matter if I have 50 people up there telling the same story, you know, stop the Agenda 21. We know what you're doing. They're going to do it anyway. They're going to vote for this nonsense because,
oh, yeah.
A, they're in on it, or they're getting dangled money, or they don't even know, you know, their right hand from their left. They're that stupid. And or they're just
Thank
taking
you.
The money, and they think they're going to have something really cool, big developers and all this stuff. So, you know, they're political whores, and they'll do this stuff. They want to do what's called complete streets. This is Agenda 21. This is mimicking Europe. They want every city, every town center, everything, all the streets to look identical. They want all of the facade of the buildings to look identical. So there's
Why?
No because this is part of it. This is part of the Borg collective. There is no individuality. There's no. You remember how in America when you would go from town to town or you'd get on Route 66 and every city and every state had its own flavor.
So different.
Well,
oh yeah.
Well, that's not happening anymore because they've homogenized us. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
This is what's going on. This is evil. This has been coming down the pike for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. So,
yes. You can't even fly an American flag in the America anymore.
Well, I got mine right here out front. We got them all through this park, thank God. A lot of veterans in here, a lot of military in here. Because I'm like 2 minutes from Camp Pendleton. We got a big military town down here. So,
oh, I bet.
We got a lot of flags, baby. Lots of flags. I can count about six of them just from where I'm sitting now.
Wow.
Well, we have two on our street because everybody else is, you know, of a different nationality.
We have eight chickens.
Okay.
yep. The Chicken Farm Corporation here in southern Indiana, Rose Acres, Cord Acres, all these Egg Acres, all these places, and they are known for having some of the largest American flags in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
These things are huge. That they, their poles are huge that they use, and these flags are huge.
Like, what, 60, 80 foot long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Cool. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just, you know, we're just doing our thing, and I'm really glad that Brian and Lee are both here with our group and not have extra voices to find out what's going on in other parts.
Hello?
I'm
here.
Okay, who just listened through the mic?
Oh, that was me. I got near a speaker, sorry.
No,
that's
all right. We think I'm funny. No, we
do
appreciate everything.
Call in again.
Yeah, when we first started the program tonight, we went through a lot of stuff that I had studied on Agenda 21, and I still have 10 pages sitting here I didn't get to. But, you know, it's something you have to find out the origins. And once you get into it, and then you go to the city council meetings and you see what they're doing, man, it's got ICLEI written all over it, I'm telling you.
Exactly, and it's trying to cover Agenda 21 in such a short period of time when it takes in so much. I mean, this is something we could be hours and hours and hours upon because there's so much involved with it, because every aspect of what our government and our elected have been doing for the last few, who knows how long, is all being geared.
Probably 40 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all being geared towards this, to set us up for this. Both sides, the establishment of both sides. There is a threat. It's the reason why that both sides will attack the Tea Party, because the Tea Party is everyday Americans. It's not the ones who consider themselves elitists.
No.
Right,
everyday,
and we're not.
Everyday
the
Americans.
Still,
the own.
Reason they hate us, yeah, the reason they hate us so much is because we're not easily swallowing any of the red or blue pills, like some of these clowns that I run up against, whether it's at a vision meeting or whether it's on the internet, and they've already swallowed the Agenda 21 pill and they think it's just marvelous, because they do not read. They don't read history. They never will. I think they're incapable of comprehending it. They've probably never seen a pocket constitution in their whole born days. So that's what I'm up against.
When it starts happening to them, then they're going to start figuring it out, but it's going to be too late.
When you have a herd of sheep that believes that they're somehow going to be the beneficiaries from all of this, not realizing that in the end, you're like every other herd of sheep, you will be led to slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so the establishment goes after the Tea Party because we do have critical thinking and we love freedom and we do our research and we're not easily led off the cliff. That's why they hate us. Because they know we're a big threat. Anybody who is educated and anyone who understands what's going on and does their research is naturally a threat, because they're not going to play cog in the wheel for these clowns.
Sure. We are a threat. We're a threat because we're not as dumb as they'd like to perceive the public to be, and we're not as easily swayed with fake words and innuendos and whatever.
They know best.
Nobody knows what's best for a person but that person.
That's right.
That's right.
That you can't tell me that they feel the exasperations, the all the things that a human goes through every day. They're not feeling. They don't feel your pain. They don't feel your worries and all these things.
Right. But they don't, they don't care about that. Yeah. They have an agenda. They don't care. Yeah.
Exactly. They put on a fake face. They come in front of the TV and they act like they're your best buddy. If you was my best buddy, you wouldn't have to come on TV, bud. You'd be at my house.
Exactly.
And the truth is, they're padding their pockets. They are laundering. Both sides have been laundering the taxpayer money to their supporters,
advantage
their
sure.
organizations and stuff
lobbyists.
for forever.
Yep.
And so there is our biggest quandary is we're not fighting one particular side. We're fighting the establishment of both sides.
Exactly, yes. And that's what when Ron and I were talking yesterday, and we said what Benjamin Franklin talked about, and he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And that was the key terms, and none of us did it. He should have expanded a little bit and said, every day, every hour, we're not angels. Stay on us like white on rice. Then we might have been able to keep it. So that's where
anytime
I'm coming from.
Anytime I hear some idiot out there say Jeb Bush, I'm thinking, come on. Both
his
dad and his brother were the biggest promoters of Agenda 21, and you're going to put a third one in there?
Oh, and guess who else is pushing?
No, the bank computer.
And Jeb Bush pushes Common Core.
Whatever.
Oh,
yeah. Don't matter to me.
Jeb Bush.
Well, you get your money at midnight, so you'd be all right.
Yeah, Brian, I'll let you know.
You got these people out here like Jeb Bush, like some of these others that keep throwing up there as possibles, even at Chris Christie. These people are no more representative of the American people than, it's just
very strong.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Most of those politics that are even trying to even think about, it's just that they've seen so many people get pocketed their money. They're like, oh, man, I get in there. I got money coming fast. And that's all it's all about.
I can't wait to get in there and get some insider investing and trading going on myself. That's what they are.
Yeah, I mean, they're not doing anything for us. You got to find somebody out there that's honest, and that's very rare anymore.
Yeah.
Especially
right.
In politics.
Oh, they're out there.
I think if anybody, Cruz should run.
Yes.
Well, I have to agree with that. I'd rather see Cruz than anyone else I've seen
so far
talked about throwing their hat into the ring.
I don't see any of them so far other than Cruz, to be the honest.
And I still hold it against Mike Ditka that he did not run that one year and stop Obama from winning in his own state, and we would probably not have been hearing about him.
Yeah, it's just we got to do what we got to do, and I know I haven't heard the results, of course, because it's too early. The polls, we had a special election because they got rid of Bob Filner, so they're trying to get a new mayor. And there's there's two Dems running against the only sole conservative Republican, and I think is it Faulkner's the good guy, right?
Faulkner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the other two, I think it was, I can't remember their names now. Was it Alvarez and somebody else? And Fletcher, maybe those are the two. But anyway.
His things with his health care bill continue on a downward slide as they're projected to do. I think you're going to see some dancing Democrats. Oh, my gosh, we're going to see some tap dancing Democrats.
Yep. I think that the Democrat Party right now is scrambling because they see the handwriting on the wall. They don't know what the hell to do. They're like little cockroaches
At the same time they are scrambling, though, you watch Mitch McConnell trying to do his dances. He knows it's built against him, and he's got no way out.
You bet. And what's happening is that the establishment republics and the Dems are all the little cockroaches because somebody's taken a raid can to their lair, and they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Tea Party, and it's the people who have just let them have enough rope to hang themselves, like Ron says, because this is what's happening. This thing was never going to work.
Tea Party wants to take the power away from the establishment and give the power back to the people where it was supposed to be to begin with.
Exactly.
Ninth
and Tenth Amendment. Hello.
That's what scares them so much. They're going to lose their milk cow.
Yep.
The people are going to have the say again, and they don't want the people to have the say because it doesn't profit them for the people to have the say.
Well, it takes away their power.
It's always about money or power, control or power. Control is power, and you can get it by buying it, you can get it by violently taking it. They're prepared to do it either way. What they're not going to do is they're not going to go down and say, okay, well, you beat us and go down. That's not going to happen. They have taken too many years and decades and stuff to build this to where it's at. To let that fall apart now, the chances of it ever being rebuilt, that's why they're not going to let it just go away and go down. It'd be crazy.
Well, yeah, it's quite a battle. I mean, the only thing that can stop it is, like, you know, to turn – I don't know how to turn it around other than to stop consenting. But then you've got the 42 to 47% who are on food stamps or some kind of dole, and they're the takers. They're in the wagon. It's just, how do you combat that? I mean, it's crazy. It's like you're never going to have this country undivided again. I don't see it unless there's some serious secession going on.
That was part of the whole reason why, you know, a guy like Davy Crockett stood up on the House floor there and said that the government needs to get their business, their nose out of charity. People will look after people if you let them. But if the government steps in, then somebody's got control over the money and how it goes and who it goes to. And almost any time you look when the government gives someone money, you turn around and watch, and whoever it is will turn around and give part of that money back to a certain party. And that's been going on. That's money laundering. If you were Italian, they would arrest you for that.
Or kill you.
Yeah, and that's been going on for decades and decades and decades. But that's truthfully what it is. It's just like pork barrel spending and earmarks. They are nothing more than political bribes to buy a person's a particular...
So there's a new mandate or there's a new law. This, when you look at Agenda 21 and the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and you look at the immigration and you look at every single thing that's come down the pike for the last 100 years, this is definitely redistribution of wealth. This is one of the biggest hoaxes, this Agenda 21 and redistribution schemes on the planet since the dawn of time. I'm telling you.
Yes.
And that's why when you look at it, you've got to take it into consideration. All of these things are inside that charter. Immigration, Common Core,
mm-hmm.
the EPA,
yeah.
the this, that, and the, I mean, everything they're doing, the TPP, the UN stuff is all about this. And it is complete power and control. I haven't got that book yet. There's two of them I want to get after I finish Jekyll Island. One of them is Rosa Curie's Behind the Green Mask, and the other one is Glenn Beck's Agenda 21, which was actually a novel about Agenda 21. And then at the end, with the epilogue, it says, this is for real, people. This is, you know, this is what the powers that be actually want to happen to you. And it would make Stephen King's stuff pale in comparison. Seriously.
You know what? We got someone here who says the only thing the party has done is ensure that no Republican will ever be able to win a national election again. You say that. I say if that's true, it was the establishment Republican Party who did it to themselves when they went away from the conservative values and they started catering
because
to their own agenda.
The establishment are not real.
It was George Bush, GOP establishment, who brought up Agenda 21. Yes, it was Pelosi and then Clinton who took it and signed on to it at the UN. But then it was G.W. Bush who came in and started putting parts of Agenda 21 into place and setting things up.
Absolutely.
Still have members of the establishment GOP playing to the Agenda 21.
Sure. The establishment
If anybody hurt the GOP, it was the GOP establishment.
Yeah, the GOP establishment is not a patriotic group. These guys
are not
about
all.
Freedom. No, and we know that. Oh, yeah. Way, 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 way back, like around the end of the Civil War.
Way back.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was the only time. That was when the Republican Party started, wasn't it, with Lincoln?
It was Lincoln's party.
Yeah. They were the ones who were trying to abolish slavery all along. They were the ones who were going against the KKK, and they were the ones that were helping the guys, you know, make sure they could vote without being hanged. This was after they were all freed. The Dems were the ones on the other side. Now, the progressives have usurped both parties, and that's why the Tea Party is no longer is they hate us because we see through this stuff now. So, and I know you guys are running out of time, but
4 minutes. And that's why we're like, you don't see the Republican establishment standing up and fighting any of these things going on. You see very few of them speaking out about the thing, the agenda. In my own area, my state representative is one of the people who signed on to my county's comprehensive plan. He don't even know what he signed. He don't even know
what
he signed because they don't read it.
Really?
That they can't read. You know what? I'm going to go back in the chat room, and I want to thank you guys, and God bless, and say goodbye to Brian and all you guys, and Lee, thanks so much for calling in. And I'll see you guys on my show tomorrow.
Yes, don't forget to go to Linda's show tomorrow. Thank you for calling in, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. God bless.
God bless you all.
You know, I'm not even going to deal with someone who's down here trying to bait us into an argument over stupid shit.
Yeah.
It was the Democratic Party who supported the KKK. You can't change that. And as far as the history of our country, you can't change the truth of all that.
No.
I can't tell you a president that I have any kind of real true greatness fondness for, because as I've read through history and stuff, I've discovered that almost every one of them had some kind of corpse or this or that. Politics just seems to bring out the evil in people to me. And that's a great sentence, because that's why you'll never get no truth or honesty in a politician. And I just want to say, you know, take care of your family. Look after your loved ones and your friends. And keep looking to God, because that's the answer. And wish everyone a good night and God's blessings.
Have anything to say, Lee?
Just God bless you all for doing what you're doing. You know, we all love our nation, and we have to fight, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. We have to keep fighting.
We're fighting for the future and the children, and that should give us just a big lift in why we do what we do and keep us going. To me, it is a driving factor.
Yeah. All I got to say
is
keep your eyes
the same way.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Keep your eyes open, and God bless everyone.
And I'd like to take time to say God bless to everybody. Holidays are coming up. Be safe.
Just
keep watching. I mean, we got to stick together.
Yes.
Please call back again. Come back to the show. Don't forget Linda's show tomorrow night, right to left coast.
7 p.m. Eastern time. And Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern time, we have Terry's Patriot Education. And everyone, we've got to start sticking together, and we got to get out here and keep informing others and looking into things with others. Get involved in conversations. Don't try to be overwhelming, but get involved in conversations. Then share the knowledge of what you've gained by all that you've learned by your research and things. Everyone, have
good
a great
night.
From Hoot and Holler. We'll be back here next Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
See you then.